views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Spiritual Diagnostics today. We're going to be talking about healing the child within. And you know, this is a topic that is so dear to my heart. I have been doing the work that I do for over 22 years, and it consists of meditation, one-on-one meditation, helping people uncover what it is that is not being released, that is being stored in the aura, and creating unwanted patterns in life. So many of these unwanted patterns, we can relate them to relationships that have been broken. We can relate them to situations that have happened in past lives. We can relate them and connect them to a missing piece. And sometimes what happens is we wind up ignoring one of the hugest pieces of all. And this is the inner child. This is the very vulnerable portion of self. So today we're going to be discussing really what is the inner child? Who is the inner child? What is the inner child saying? What is it that is being stored, held on to, and crying out for attention within? For those of you who are listening to the show today, every single person who has heard this show and desires to give us a call after the show will receive a complimentary inner child meditation. And this is where we will access the vibrational frequencies of the inner child in order to hear the voice of your inner child and bring forth the messages that your inner child has been trying to communicate to you. And for some of you, you've already been in touch with this portion of self. Some of you have already started this work. I've received so many emails, and I am so amazed at how many people are actually already doing inner child work, and I love hearing about the progress, the levels that people have reached. And there are some people who have been doing this work and studying about this, and then they kind of reached a plateau stage where they've come into that awareness of that there is a wound within the inner child. They've taken the time to listen to what that wound is. They've come into the awareness, but now that they have the information, they really are not sure where to go from here with that information. So we're going to be touching on that healing the child within. We're going to be touching on the different aspects and stages of the inner child. So I'd like to start by saying the cry that we hear from deep in our hearts comes from the wounded child within. And healing this inner child's pain will transform negative emotions. I'd like to say that one more time. Healing this inner child's pain will transform negative emotion. So let's really think about that for a moment. your pain that you're holding inside, for those of you who are, if it's coming from the inner child, you may have disassociated it and disconnected it from your adult frame of thinking. You may actually feel like whatever you went through was at that time, and it is no longer a factor at this time. And, you know, in some ways, I'm not saying that we should be going back and constantly thinking about the pain and hurt, traumas that we've gone through the past. But there's a difference. There is a difference between silencing the inner child and healing the inner child. Sometimes that disconnection that we have made is not actually a healing in where we've disconnected from the experience because we've moved forward and healed it. It's a silencing. We're going to talk about, are we healing? Are we taking the time to heal this inner child? Or have we spent the time silencing the inner child and ignoring the inner child? So in each of us, there is a young, suffering child. Now, that's not to say that everybody has had this horrible childhood. Some people have, some people haven't. But in every person, there is a young, suffering child. And so what do I mean by that? It means that the suffering portion is the portion that's desiring to be heard. So whether that situation is extremely small and extremely mild or extremely huge, there is a portion of the inner child that desires to be heard. So we have all had times of difficulty as children, and many of us have experienced trauma. Not every one of us, but many of us have definitely experienced trauma. So to protect and defend ourselves against future suffering, we often try to forget those painful times. So every time that we are in touch with the experience of suffering, we believe we can't bear it, and we stuff our feelings and memories deep down in our unconscious mind. And it may be, actually, that we haven't dared to face this child for many decades. And I have dealt with people who have literally told me that they do not want to hear what the inner child has to say, that it may be too painful to listen to, too painful to bear, too painful to accept. But by stuffing this down and by ignoring this, what actually happens is that the child just becomes louder at different times, showing up in the way we value ourselves. And sometimes that actually means in the way that we do not value ourselves. It can show up in the way that we communicate, in the relationships that come into our life. Either way, even if you spend all of your time ignoring the child, what's going to happen is that the child is just going to act out louder and louder until you take the time to say, what is it? What have I been stuffing down? What have I been ignoring? What is it that needs to be released? What trauma through my relationship or lack of relationship with my parents, through emotional or physical abuse, through a feeling of neglect, what is it that my inner child is telling me? So just because we may have ignored the child, it doesn't mean that she or he isn't there. And I think that's what we associate a lot of times, like if you ignore something, it's just not there. So the wounded child is always there. And it's trying to get our attention. The child says, I'm here, I'm here. You cannot avoid me. You can't run away from me. And we want to end our suffering by sending this child to a deep place inside and staying as far away as possible. But running away does not end the suffering. it actually prolongs it. So many people have been working on their chakras, their aura, releasing negative energy, building up on their spiritual gifts and abilities. And all of these things are wonderful and very important to do. But if you feel that you've done all of this work and you're coming close to where you want to be, but there's still something missing, I'd be willing to say that it's the inner child that's being ignored. Or for those of you who feel like you've been doing all of this spiritual work and you're not reaching even in the proximity of where you want to be, I would really be willing to guarantee that there is a message that your inner child is holding that you have either been ignoring, stuffing down, or feeling like you're just not willing to hear at this time. So again, the running is not ending the suffering, it's only prolonging it. So the wounded child asks for care and love. And what we're doing a lot of times is we do the opposite. We run away because we're afraid of suffering. The block of pain and sorrow in us feels overwhelming. So if we have time, we don't come home to ourselves. We try to keep ourselves constantly entertained, whether it's watching television or movies, socializing. For some people, it's using alcohol or drugs. And we do not want to experience that suffering all over again. So the distraction just becomes enormous. We just keep going from one distraction to the next. And sometimes that distraction is actually relationships. We're going from one relationship to the next, trying to silence the inner child. We're going into all different situations that are not serving us, that are actually holding us back. So for those of you who are listening to this right now, if you have questions or comments, feel free to call in. Share your questions and comments with us, and we would love to answer them. I'm going to return after this short break, touching on healing the inner child.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
And we are back discussing healing the inner child. Before our break, we left off talking about ignoring the inner child and suppressing the wounds that are within, and how in ignoring the inner child, we're just prolonging the suffering. In this show, I'd really like to talk about the ways of healing. I'd really like to discuss the methods of healing and the ways that we're going to be working on healing the inner child. For those of you who have questions, comments, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819 or give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. Again, that's 312-898-2285, or log on to the site spirituald.com. And again, for everyone who's listening, at the end of the show, you will receive a complimentary inner child session in where we will work toward the frequencies and vibrations of the inner child in order to bring to your attention the messages that your inner child has for you. So when we become aware that we've forgotten the wounded child that is within ourselves, we feel great compassion for that child, and we begin to generate the energy of mindfulness and the practices of mindfulness because we desire to hear what it is that the inner child has to say. So when we become aware that we've been ignoring this inner child, the first step is the mindfulness, being able to be aware that there is something that we need to hear from within ourselves. And this is when we return to the awakened wisdom that is lying in each cell of our body, the physical body and the spiritual body. This is the energy that will heal the wounded child, and this is where we embrace ourselves. So the first step in the healing is the mindfulness. The first step is taking that moment where we are aware that there is a message within ourselves from the wounded inner child that needs to be heard. And then the second step is the listening, the being able to hear. So when we speak of the listening, we speak of listening with compassion, and we usually think of listening to someone else. When we think of listening, we're usually going to connect it to listening to someone else, but we must also listen to the wounded child inside of us. Sometimes the wounded child in us needs all of our attention. That little child might emerge from the depths of your consciousness and ask for your attention, shout for your attention. And if you're mindful, you will hear his or her voice calling for help. And at that moment, instead of paying attention to whatever is in front of you, go back and tenderly embrace the wounded child. For a lot of people who are listening to this, you may not know how to do that. Some people have been working on it successfully. Some people do not know how to go back listen to the child, and then embrace the wounded inner child. The meditative work that I do is to take you not back to your past, not back to every hurtful childhood experience that you've had, but to be able from the present point, from the present time, to be able to hear what the child from the past is saying. Not so much what has happened, because most of us know what's happened to us, but to be able to touch that portion, listen to it, hear it, and understand what it is that is being said with tenderness, with love, and willingness. Think about yourself from this point. Think about yourself from the adult point of life. When you're going through something, wouldn't you like to know that a good friend of yours is willing to sit across the table and listen to what it is that you're feeling, listen to you? Sometimes we just need to vent. But that inner child, which is still a portion of yourself, sometimes needs to get across to you what has been suppressed. So it is a form of venting. And that listening, being able to listen to what is being held in, what has been endured, and what must be released, is the key, the central frequency to the release. The reason I say frequency, each emotion that is being stored carries a vibrational frequency. And once that is touched, heard, and understood, it can absolutely, positively be released. And through the meditation that I do one-on-one with people who are going through this inner child block, we access that information by opening your mind. We go through a very, very thorough meditation, and where we are opening your awareness, your crown chakra, your third eye, and the navel. Those are the three chakras that are very essential for this type of healing, and where you are connecting through the navel, because this is where we receive joy, love, connection, the spiritual umbilical cord. We touch this portion, then by opening the third eye through the meditation, we are connecting your ability to see beyond what is in front of you and even beyond what is behind you, but see what it is that is all-encompassing in the aura, to see what is within you. Through opening the crown through the meditation, this is where you are listening to the inner child with understanding, processing what it is that the inner child is telling you. Once these three portions of your energy field are aligned and connected to the inner child, and we receive what it is that the inner child is saying, this is where we form the direct one-on-one specialized meditation that is aligning, releasing, as we are recognizing the trauma, the pain, the anguish, any hurt, any disappointment that has been suppressed and that has been ignored. So listening is very important. And this is where we send a message to that inner child: I'm going to embrace you. I'm here for you. I'm going to take good care of you. I know that you have suffered so much, and I've been busy, and I've neglected you. And a lot of people might not realize that we need to let ourselves know that, that younger portion of ourselves. So the listening is where we understand, we're taking that moment to understand that there is something that the inner child needs to say to us. So the mindfulness and listening are the very first portions of this healing. And if it's necessary, spend a lot of time doing this meditation, it absolutely is, we cry together with that child, releasing the tears and the pain that has been suppressed. So whenever we're doing this meditation, we sit and breathe with the inner child. Breathing in, I go back to my wounded child. Breathing out, I take good care of my wounded child. The first step is acknowledging that the inner child exists. That's the mindfulness. And then listening to what the inner child has to say. You have to talk to your inner child sometimes several times a day in the beginning of this process. Only then can healing take place, because you are sending the message to that vulnerable portion of self that says, I'm here and I'm interested. So when you think about a friendship, you think about a relationship of any sort, what comes to mind is love, support, communication. And more than communicating, more than talking, listening. Relationship with self is the key to any type of spiritual release, any type of blocks, any type of spiritual knots that we're holding within. Anything that we desire to release that is not serving our path of wholeness comes through a relationship with self. And that relationship with self can only be obtained through listening to self. Like I said earlier, we can think so much about, I need to be a better listener to someone else. I need to forgive someone else. I need to communicate with someone else. But it's so difficult for us to actually put ourselves in that place and in that position to say, I need to be a better communicator with self. I need to listen to self, the vulnerable portion of self. And it's when you listen to that vulnerable portion of self, that painful portion of self, that wounded, youngest portion of self, that's when you access the strongest portion of self. That is when you are able to create the healed portion of self. And again, all of this comes from being able to hear what the inner child has to say. And that is the first step to healing. You must know what it is that you're healing, that the inner child is carrying. And we're going to touch more on that when we come back from this short break.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Basile for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back talking about healing the inner child. And you've heard me say a lot through this show that the key is mindfulness and listening. We're going to touch on a little deeper of exactly what that entails and how it affects the healing and how we incorporate that in the meditation. For those of you who have been listening, if you'd care to share your experiences and questions with us, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to call into the show, again, that's 1-800-930-2819. For those of you who would like to call in after the show, feel free to do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to our site, spiritualdeed.com. We left off talking about mindfulness and listening, but let's touch on the energy of mindfulness. The energy of mindfulness is where we recognize and heal that child within, but how do we cultivate this energy? We can divide consciousness into two parts. One part is mind consciousness, and the other is store consciousness. Mind consciousness is our active awareness. Western psychology calls it the conscious mind. So to cultivate the energy of mindfulness, we need to try to engage our active awareness in all of our activities and be truly present with whatever we are doing. So we want to be mindful as we think of our tea or drive through the city, as we take a walk. We want to be aware that we are walking. When we breathe, we want to be aware that we are breathing. So in the meditations that we do for healing the inner child, we first work on breath awareness, present awareness. When you are very aware in the present moment, this is where you can hear what is behind you and even in moments hear what is ahead of you. So we bring that mindfulness and we bring that awareness in the meditation through breath work, and we bring that mindfulness into our focus merely by understanding that that is the focus. I know that that sounds almost like, wow, that's just common sense. Bring it into focus by knowing that is the focus. But even though that sounds like such common sense, sometimes it's the smallest point of the hugest picture that actually creates the most amazing outcome, the hugest outcome. But when we talk about the different portions of consciousness, we talked about the mind consciousness, the conscious mind consciousness, and the spirit mind consciousness. So one has been referred to, as I said, as the conscious mind, and one has been referred to by stored consciousness. So stored consciousness, also called root consciousness, is the base of our consciousness. In Western psychology, it's called the unconscious mind. It's where all of our past experiences are stored. So stored consciousness has a capacity to learn and to process the information. As I talked about earlier, in opening that crown chakra, once that crown is open, you are able to tap into and process the information that has been stored. So through the meditation, we work on these two portions of consciousness, and this is where we process the information that we are receiving. And this is also the place in where we touch that portion of self that we have never uncovered. Each one of us have a portion of ourself that we have not quite uncovered. When you agree to hear from your inner child, everything becomes uncovered because it is the youngest portion of self, the most vulnerable portion of self. And through that vulnerability is where we access the highest portion of strength. So going back to the stored consciousness that is also called root consciousness, which is the base of our consciousness, this is where we are accessing all of the experiences, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, that we have stored. This has been resting in our aura, resting in our spirit. It is all of the ingredients that have created the outcome of who we are. So through this meditation, through this inner child healing, we are going to access all the portions of the aura, all of the portions that have been stored, the ones that we desire to release and what it is that we desire to keep. Through doing this, we are creating the filtering process of what needs to be kept, what it is that needs to be released that has been stopping us from reaching the peace, the love, the happiness that we truly desire, whether it's through our love life, whether it's through our professional life, whether it's just being able to trust, to let down a guard. When the inner child has been extremely wounded and not listened to, not dealt with, not loved, not healed, there is a shield that comes up, goes around the aura, and in that shield's endeavor to protect you, it is actually blocking your blessings, your gifts, your abilities, the love that you desire, and your manifesting power that each and every one of you have. So when we have this inner child that is crying, that is in pain, that has not been understood, that has not been dealt with, what's happening is the aura and the spirit automatically feels the need to go into protective mode, thinking it's protecting you from hurt, protecting you from pain. It is not protecting you from hurt and pain, though. It is actually doing a reverse. It's treating your life like you need to be protected from love, like you need to be protected from success, like you need to be protected from the very things that you desire. It sort of makes a connection that if these wonderful things that you desire come in, they will only result in pain, hurt, and disappointment. You may not even be aware that you're looking at your blessings as just the beginning of a fall, the things that you desire as inevitably falling apart. That's because your mind isn't doing that. Your present mind is not doing that. The residual and unreleased trauma of the inner child is sending that message out to the aura, and it's becoming trapped. So often our mind is really not connecting to our body, and our body is not connecting to our mind. What it is that we are thinking, sometimes we're really not even aware of where it's coming from, and we're sending the wrong message even into our physical system. Through this meditation, what we do is we connect the mind, the body, and the spirit, bringing the three aspects of self into one accord to be able to hear totally and completely what it is that the inner child has to say. Is the inner child saying, I was always ignored. My brother or my sister was the favorite. My parents didn't understand me. I was abused and I've never told anyone. I was made to feel guilty about the abuse and I had to hide it. I felt like it was my fault. Is the inner child saying, I was forced to become who I thought my parents wanted me to be? I never took the time to understand who I wanted to be. What is your inner child saying? What are you holding? What is it that you want to hold from that portion of self? What is it that you desire to release from that portion of self? You would be so surprised to know that if you would take the time to embark on this journey, that you will find the greatest portion of strength, healing, and evolvement within your mind, body, and spirit. And this is where you will access your manifesting ability. We're going to be touching more on healing the inner child after we come back from this short break.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's DEBORAHACKER.com. and let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Back. It's so good to be back here. We're talking about healing the inner child. For those of you who are listening, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in and share. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. Again, if you'd like to call into the show, it's 1-800-930-2819. For those of you who would like to receive your complimentary inner child session, feel free to call us after the show, 312-898-2285. Again, if you have anything you'd like to talk about that's personal and you're not comfortable talking on the air, you can give us a call at 312-898-2285 or log on to our site, which is spirituald.com. So going back to healing the inner child, when we touch this portion of self, we are going to touch different aspects of the inner child. Think of a child outside of yourself. What does a child do if they're hungry, if they're upset, and they're not being heard? Pout. Stomp their foot, cry. So we want to know, why is the child uncomfortable? So we've talked about listening. We've talked about the portions of consciousness and how they work and how they interact and how the meditation interacts. Now let's talk about the different emotions that the wounded inner child is holding. Now, even though the reasons can be very different, it really either falls into the same pattern of emotion, which is either shame, fear, which also results into pain. So it's shame, fear, neglect. And those are the ones that connect. No matter what it is, no matter what it is that you have gone through, no matter how different everybody's situation is, the shame, the fear, and the neglect are usually the lingering vibration and the lingering hurt that is stored within the inner child. So through the meditation, we then access the main root, the main portion of where it is that the hurt is storing itself and what frequency it's giving off. Is it the shame? Is it the portion of neglect? Is it building up a vibration of anger? We touch on what it is that the situation, the seed, what vibration it has left behind. We then find out what layer of the aura is that storing itself in. Is it storing itself in the portion of our aura that is responsible for being able to have love and relationships because of feeling perhaps not worthy, unlovable, unable to trust? See, even though the situations and the symptoms are, they go, the list goes on much further than 2 to 3 different categories. It is the same categories. It is the same 2 to 3 categories that give birth to the situation. So we're going to find out what portion of the aura this is storing itself. We're going to find out what it is specifically that's being affected and why. So we're going to take the time to go back, talk to the inner child, find out the exact situation that has taken place within that is causing this. And through this, we are going to release it. So whenever something is being stored within, there's always a seed. Whenever a seed, say the seed of anger comes up, what's happening is it's manifesting connections to people that you always feel are angry or disappointed in you, or you are purposely, without realizing it, creating a situation that's bringing these type of people in because of the familiarity. When we go back and we find out what the seed is, you're going to understand exactly why your path and your life has been connecting you to the situations that it has been connecting you to, and you're going to find out why it is that you have not been able to connect to the situations, the people, and the life that you desire. And this is, again, where we unlock that manifesting ability. And again, for those of you who are listening, we have a few more minutes into the show. If you'd like to give a call into the show, it's 1-800-930-2819. Or you can call after the show at 312-898-2285. Again, 312-898-2285. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. When we think about healing, when we think about listening, when we think about loving, when we think about manifesting, we should come to the understanding and the realization that all of this comes from the portion of self that seems to be at times most insignificant. Some of us have placed in our mind that who we were as children, what it is that we have been through, is not that significant anymore. It's what we do now, but it's really the other way around. What we do now and where we are at now really connects back to that portion of self. So allowing love in, receiving love, having a happy relationship, having a successful path in life, this is something that needs to be planted. This is a seed that needs to be planted and nurtured. If it is that that seed has not been planted and nurtured, if it's the seed of pain, the seed of hurt, the seeds of shame from childhood, then it needs to be discovered and it needs to be uprooted. And when we talk about seeds, the seeds are vibrational frequencies that linger after a situation is no longer. So even though the situation isn't there, the frequency of the situation can infect the soil. And that soil is the aura. And when that portion of the spiritual body is being infected, we need to know the situation that has infected it, the time that it's been infected, and we need to find the space and place to heal within ourselves by listening to ourselves. And for those of you who have been listening to this show, if you feel that there is a suppressed wound, a hidden pain, something that you've buried deep within the most vulnerable portion of yourself, you and your inner child, and if you'd like help to hear from your inner child, feel free to call after the show, 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. It has been a pleasure talking with everyone today, sending out love, light, and blessings. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.